This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. And if you listen to Cinema Chat Thursday morning at 7:40, then you know yesterday was the launch of the second annual Cinetopia Film Festival in Ann Arbor. And we've decided, because yesterday was the opening and there's so much more coming up this weekend, we wanted to give you a bonus edition of Cinema Chat. So as we start our conversation this morning, I'd like to welcome back into studio Amanda Bynum, the program director for the Michigan Theater. Good morning, Amanda.
Hello, David.
And Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan Theater. Good morning, Rustifer.
Good morning. And it was a boffo opening. If you weren't there, you
boffo.
Missed it. Boffo. It's a variety term.
We have a full house?
We had very good audiences at the State and Angel Hall and the Michigan Theater. Iggy and the Stooges rocked it out in honor of Ron Ashton.
Get to see that concert twice at the Michigan
That's
Theater.
That's right. Absolutely. A lot of people did.
And obviously, yesterday, as we were talking about the Cinetopia Film Festival, in a span of 10-minute period of time, we did not get to cover nearly what is going to be available over the weekend, Amanda.
Oh, not even close. You know, I was preparing a little bit on my way in this morning. We have 18 films screening today. Just in this one day, we have 18 films screening, including a free screening of Robert Altman's Popeye with Robin Williams and Shelley Duvall, and that's taking place on
No one has ever been cast better than Shelley Duvall as Olive Oil.
Perfect casting. Perfect. And that's screening starting at about 9:30 tonight, when it gets dusky enough for you to be able to see the movie, at the the 8th floor of the Maynard Street parking structure right downtown. It's free. Bring a lawn chair, or we also have some lawn chairs available for $1 to rent. It's going to be a super cool thing to see this movie on a big screen outside under the stars.
And free. Absolutely free. Take the whole family. But there's plenty to see inside the theaters as well. And Martin Bonner is a film that is coming up this evening. It's going to be exquisite.
Yeah, This Is Martin Bonner was a huge hit at Sundance this year. It won the Best of Next category. And that's the low budget category, films that don't have a giant budget behind them. And so winning the Best of Next category is really... I think it's kind of an honor to win that low budget category. And our program manager at the Michigan Theater, Brian Hunter, saw this film. It was the second film I think he saw at Sundance. Loved it immediately and said, "We got to get it for Cinetopia. We got to get it."
And you got it.
And we got it. And it's screening today at 9:30 p.m. And also,
and that's where I'll be at 9:30 today.
That's right.
Not top of the park will be the top of the parking structure will be great, but I'm going to be at Martin Bonner.
And then it's also screening tomorrow afternoon, Saturday afternoon at 2:00.
Well, we are so fortunate this morning and here at the Cinetopia Film Festival to be able to say that throughout the course of the weekend, a lot of the artists, a lot of the directors and the writers are going to be coming through town and participating and be available to talk with you. And this morning in studio, we have the star of This Is Martin Bonner. Richmond Arquette is here with us this morning. Richmond, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me about the experience. You've been in big budget movies, Fight Club, Zodiac, mm-hmm. Seven, Benjamin Buttons. You seem to have a Brad Pitt connection there.
Well, it's actually David Fincher. Yeah.
But in any case, you have this amazing opportunity to do a low-budget film that has the same quality as some of these major studio films. How was that experience for you?
Oh, it was a great experience. I should say that I'm actually the co-star. Paul Einhorn is the titular character, Martin Bonner.
And you play Travis.
I play Travis Holloway. He is Paul's an Australian actor who lives in Seattle.
Who will also be at the screening.
That's right. He'll be at the screening, and I'll be at the screening, and we'll have a Q&A afterwards. So we hope a lot of people will come. I'm really happy to be here and happy to be representing this film, which was made by the writer-director Chad Hartigan. This is his second film, and it was a true, like, low-budget project of the heart. I think that if this film came out in the 1960s, Chad Hartigan would be immediately recognized as an American auteur. He's got a very strong, steady hand in how he makes a film, and I think it's a really beautiful film. I'm really happy to be part of it.
Well, tell me a little bit about it. It really gets to the heart and to the core of friendship and human connection, right?
Yeah, I would say that's probably it. It's very character-driven. It's about Martin Bonner as a fellow in his 60s who has to relocate for a new job, and he gets a job with a church group counseling ex-cons as they come out of prison, and I play Travis Holloway, the ex-con that he works with in the film.
Have you been to many film festivals like this where you've had an opportunity in such a small and intimate venue as the Michigan Theater to get together with audience members and kind of discuss the art form and the process of being in these films?
I'm starting to. I've been going to a lot of festivals with this film, and I really like the ones like this festival, I guess I would say in the big category, in the same category. Like these, the bigger festivals tend to get a little lost in, and these festivals. One thing I notice about festivals like this, another one that I went to is called River Run, which is in Winston-Salem. That was last month, and the thing, College Town Festival Tour. Yeah, College Town Festival Tour. And the thing I like about it is that the pickers, the people who pick the films, are really into film, and so you tend to get a group of films that are really remarkable, and I think that's great, because. Sad to say, but in some of the bigger festivals like Sundance, my own personal opinion is a lot of the stuff is crap. I don't understand why it got there.
I think we'd all agree with that.
Yeah.
at least you know how to pull punches.
Yeah. Well, and festivals like Cinetopia are driven by that passion as opposed to driven by industry protocol or market kind of dynamics, which some of the bigger festivals try to affect. Toronto and Sundance are great, but they are those industry festivals that are driven by folks trying to discover product or market product or just something like that, as opposed to, like you said, Brian Hunter, one of the programmers, coming out for Cinetopia, coming out and going, I just love this one. We have to get it. And tracking you guys down on the street and saying, hey, we want to do your film.
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, you get for lack of a better word, I'm calling them pickers. The people who pick the films are picking films that they like, that they want people to see. So I think, like, where you said you had 18 films screening today, which is great, and the festival's 3 days long, four days?
Three more days.
So the thing is, it's not 800 films.
Right.
So they got to pick and choose and pick films that I've seen a couple of the films at other festivals that are here, and they've picked really good films. So.
Thanks.
Well, it's good. Yeah, that Amanda's the one who's here. You're the picker.
Okay.
We'd like to thank you, Richmond Arquette, for coming into the studio today. We're looking forward to the screening, 9:30
tonight.
9:30 tonight,
Bar, yep.
And then again tomorrow?
Tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Oh, can I just say one other thing real quick? Is that Nick Cuccinello, who's one of our producers and one of the investors in our film, will be there at the screening also. And so if you are a filmmaker and you are making independent films and you want to come to the Q&A and question about how a film like this gets made, you know, by all means come.
What a great opportunity for a small, intimate environment and conversation with filmmakers and actors. It's going to be a great experience tonight. And Amanda, it's, again, just the beginning, day two of four.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we still don't have enough time to tell you all of the amazing things that are coming up at our festival this weekend. I'm super excited about the very first film that we're showing today. It's called 180 Seconds. It's a Colombian heist thriller. It's told in a non-linear format. It's very exciting. It's a little bit sexy. It's very bright and colorful. The music is awesome.
I feel challenged already just
by
the description.
You should. I know, my non-linear heist thriller. People kind of go, what is that? You got to check it out. If you can clear the time, it plays at 1:30 today in the Michigan Theater. We'll definitely have seats available because it's in our largest venue, over 1,600 seats. But that's a film that I saw at the Cleveland Film Festival just about 2 months ago, and I loved it. I saw it with a buddy of mine, and she loved it. And I thought, we cover a fairly broad age spectrum, my friend and I. So I thought, if we both love this movie, lots of people are going to love this movie. And we snapped it up right away.
And Russ, what are you going to see through the weekend?
At 2 o'clock today is a film called Commencement, which again has a local connection. And one of the producers is from the area, Arthur Brickman. And he's done a great job of promoting that. But it's a California-made film. A lot of the cast and crew are here. So that's very cool. And then it's the opening day of the Detroit Institute of Arts, Detroit Film Theater version of Cinetopia, which opens with the painting. which is also playing later here in Ann Arbor. So there's a lot to see. The Dangerous Liaison, which is a Chinese version of that famous French play that's been made into a French and an English language version of the film. Lord Montague, which is this documentary on the guy that set up the car museum in the UK, kind of the Greenfield Village of the UK. So anyway, there's just the Robert Altman symposium starts at the University of Michigan, and a Secret Honor is going to be screened. So there's just lots and lots going on. Go to the website, cinetopiafestival.org, get all the descriptions, but just go.
Tickets in advance. You can get tickets at the door. Just make sure you go see it. This is a unique opportunity in this area. Go see it. Once again, Richmond Arquette, thank you very much for stopping by the studio this morning. We'll look forward to the showing of This Is Martin Bonner tonight at 9:30. Make sure you're there as well. A Q&A to follow. You have a great opportunity. Take advantage of it. For Russ Collins, for Amanda Bynum, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to a bonus edition of the Cinetopia Film Festival version of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.